Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? Paul asked that question because it's very important what we say. God created the earth, Miss Earlene, by speaking words. If you go to the garden, Genesis 1, 2, and 3, if you go there, and I've told you this probably 1,000 times, if you want to know how God's going to do things in your life, and you're completely confused and bewildered and have no idea what's going on, go to the garden and how God functions there. He's going to function in your life. He has not changed. Amen. Okay? This last week, I really can't remember how I wound up on the subject, and I wasn't even going to get involved in this, but I read that and the Holy Spirit reminded me. The first words that Adam ever heard, the first human conversation words, the way he learned to talk, Mark, he heard God talking to him. Those were the first words spoken, Matthew, as we know them on this planet, Gary. Those were the first words, human words. And so God talked to Adam, and then God made Eve, and so the first words she heard was Adam's words. We call cows today, Draven, because Adam called them cows. You can read that too. So what shall we say then to these things? The Bible says in so many places that it'd take weeks to even preach about it, that our words have power in them, just like our Creator, the power of life and the power of death. So what shall we say to them these things? This is what we should say about everything. We don't, but we should. If God be for us, who can be against us? And especially if everything's going crazy in your life, but when you talk it back, you create a better existence for yourself through the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Word, the power of your Savior, the power of your words, because of your Creator being the creator of this entire universe. When you get it back in the road, don't stop speaking the Word of God. How did Satan defeat Satan? Christ defeat Satan? By speaking the Word of God. And so Satan, at that point, Martha, he had a real problem. Because this person Adam, this human person Adam, created the image of God, Satan had never seen a human before. He'd never heard a human talk. He didn't know what he was, but also he knew one thing. He was created in the image of God. Satan knew who God was, and now in his mind, he was going to have a lot of little bitty gods running around he's going to deal with. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean that disrespectfully, but he's creating the image of God. I have to tell this. Me and the boys were riding in Hannah on the Kubota truck, and we cut some trees down because bugs got in them. And so William told Joseph, said, we're going to build y'all house over here, and y'all going to be over here. Joseph Micah, emphasis on Micah, all right? Joseph Micah Boatner, he said, I got a house. William said, and John Scott chimes in and says, well, see, we can just come out the back door if y'all build a house right here, and we can just holler and we can kind of meet in the middle and play, ride a motorcycle and stuff like that. I got a house, I don't need another house. Never did break him down. They said, well, this would be a better plan. No, if I need to come down here, my daddy can bring me down here. I got a house. I don't need another house. All right. See, life is so simple for them. Where's Cody Allen at? Is he in his Florida home or is Philadelphia, Florida? All right, if Cody Allen called right now and said, Dad, I need you to come get me, in spite of all the other burdens that she's got on her this week, she'd just leave. I'm talking about, I'll be back quick as I can. Am I right? So these little people, are y'all with me? So that's why you might want to say something to them besides, okay, yes, oh baby, I'm sorry. Is that toy not big enough? You might want to say no every once in a while, all right? Because it's eventually going to have to happen. Because we got two of these generations right now that no is no longer in their dictionary. You understand what I'm saying? So anyway, so Satan looks, and you got this little person here that he's never seen before, but he knows, Deb, that he's made like God. And God done kicked him out of heaven.
and gave him his very own earth. And now God done come down here and brought somebody with him. I don't even know who this is right here on my place. You understand what I'm saying? Then to make matters worse, God up and makes another little person that's way prettier than that first he done up made. See, Satan ain't said nothing. Y'all ever notice this when you read through there? The devil ain't said, Shelby, he ain't said nothing because he don't even know. You ever been rendered speechless? The devil's thinking, now we had a deal, God. You kicked me out down here, but now here you come, making folks that you said's in your image, but this one here looks different from that one. Thank God. Amen, Matthew. Yeah, everybody can't be good looking as me and Matthew. Amen. All right. So anyway. So now Satan's trying to figure out really what we're going. We got a problem. And to make matters worse, God told them to make some, you know, for them to go on a date and make some more of these little people. It's okay to laugh. It happens. I mean, we started with two people, okay? Anyway, all right, so that being said. So now Satan's got a problem if we start speaking the Word of God. Yeah, he don't want us, like Miss Carrie said, the worst thing that happened to him is us speak the Word of God and multiply. See, that's the base concept of the reason homosexuality is such a problem. It cannot multiply. But God made a male and a female, and they can multiply, make more of these little people, and they can speak the Word of God, and they can act like God and talk like God, and Satan's got a problem if the church really ever gets a hold of this. What are we going to say to these things? Now, how many people here today? Because we read this verse the first Sunday this year. It's our verse of the year at God's house. How many folks in this building right here today, not in that camera, but in this building right here today, had some, what shall we say then, to these things this last year? May I ask, some of y'all didn't get that, and Adeb got it, all right? How many folks in this building today had some of these things happen this year? They wasn't on your calendar. You didn't get no notice in the mail. The first thing you got was a phone call saying you're going to be evicted from your house. You say, whoa. Are y'all with me still? Is that breaking it on down? All right, what'd you say to these things? And see, today I got out with a bright idea. I was going to wear some cool clothes this morning on patients. And Miss Carrie looked at me. She said, are you going to wear that? I mean, it hurt me bad, Martha. I thought I looked sharp. I was looking cool. It just broke me down. I had to change clothes. I mean, well, do I have it on?
No,
but
it didn't break you down. You laughed
and
cried.
Yeah, I did. I did laugh till I cried. I don't know why I was crying, but, well, anyway. It was in words, she said. She was sitting on the floor looking for boots. She ain't got no boots, Lynn, okay? You know what I'm saying? She ain't, her and Lynn don't have no boots. They can start a Williamsville out there with them boots they got. You know what I'm saying? She's down on the floor, Miss Debbie, digging through shoes. I'm like, dear God, you know? And you worry about what I got on? That's what I was thinking. But I didn't say it there, because we in church, she can't do nothing about it right now, Draven. You understand what I'm saying? It might be a good reason to surrender preaching. Just say all kind of crazy stuff, and folks can't do nothing about it right then. But it's going to come. It's coming, though. You understand what I'm talking about?
Whatever.
And I said, how does this look, baby? She said,
she really,
that's right, Miss Arlene. She really, them words, them sentences got no words with them, Price. Some of y'all didn't catch that, okay? They are some sentences that have come out of a look that ain't got no words. And a woman, I mean, I talked to a fellow the other day. I'm not going to say who it is, but I told him I was scared of his wife. I said, I'm scared of her. He said, hey, she scares me too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep the text every once in a while. And I'm going to send it to him. I said, well, now you married her. Don't call me with your problems. I can't help it. You have to go to the doctor. Any of y'all ever worked at the sale barn? Did you work down there with the animals? You a tough woman right there now. That kind of caught me off my guard right there. Anyway, When you work in the ring, they warn you, Mickey, what they send in there. If it's something that's going to kill you, they'll say, now don't get out. We got to sell it. We're just letting you know ahead of time you're going to die. I'd rather not know ahead of time. Just let it kill me. You understand what I'm saying? And anyway, like 2,000-pound Brahma bull, stuff like that. And they got this little bitty guard thing. It's about this tall. It's made out of stretched steel. What you call that stuff? Stretched metal. Is that what you call it? Yeah. And it won't keep nothing back. A horse fly can bump into it and knock it down. And so they turn this 2,000-pound Brahma bull in there. Have any of y'all ever been in close contact with a 2,000-pound Brahma bull that's tall as I am, got horns? Like right here up close? Okay. It'll change your life. You'll get right with Jesus. I don't give you an atheist, all right? So they turn him in there. And there's, what's that boy's name? Call him Big Mac because he's real round. He's a lot of hamburgers. I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, so me and him both trying to get behind this thing because they know where else to go. And that Brahma bull off, he's right here. I said, Big Mac, what we're going to do? He said, be real still. See, that bull was talking to me. See, animals can talk to you. You ever been bit by a German shepherd? You ever been bit by 12 chihuahuas? Same difference, all right? Now, where was we at? The meanest thing that they'll send in that ring out there is not a Brahma bull. It's a mama pig with babies. The only thing on this earth that scares me is women. They some crazy. I mean, anyway, I love women. I married one. No offense, I kind of just slipped out right there. I'm sorry about that. But now, hey, some. Anyway, I got to move on. What shall we say? I went that bad road right there. What shall we say then to these things? We should say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Did y'all say that to them things? Now, this year, you need to. But guess what? We serve a merciful God. And Brother Mickey, we made it anyway. Well, Martha, by some miracle of grace, Jesse, we made it from January all the way to December 1. Yes. Why? Because of the first part of that sentence. What shall we say to these things? The second part, I mean, if God be for us, that middle part right there. The first part of the second sentence is what I was trying to say, but you get the idea. If God be for us, well, he is for us. If you dig deep enough in that if, that if word there, in the Greek, you'll find out it actually back then was meant since God be for us. And so, Deb, since God be for us, we still here. Because if he wasn't, we'd be gone. Are y'all with me? I had a dream this morning. I woke up at 3:30. The grandkids were there, and so I usually wake up a lot when they're there, more than normal. So I'll go check on them. Then I wake up at 4:30. I went and checked on them. And Matthew, Big Will there, he's done put on a little bit. I mean, he ain't little as he used to be. He was hanging off. They just kind of sleep random places. You know, when they get to a certain age, they just kind of sleep random. You have to hunt them. Where's this one to sleep at kind of thing? And so I went in there, and so William, his head's on the couch, okay? And his feet's on the couch, but this heavy part of him is kind of hanging off the couch between it and the ottoman. You know, is that what you call them things? But foot on? Okay. Anyway, and so I just reached out and got a hold to him. Allison going, just flop him back up on the couch. And I caught a hold to him, and he didn't move. You understand what I'm saying? He doesn't put on a little bit. So I had to get a second hope. You know, you see what I'm saying? So at 4:30, I got with that situation fixed, went back to sleep, and I woke up. So I don't believe in dreams. Well, I hate about that for you. I really do. Because between now and the end of the year, you're probably going to hear a lot about dreams because there's five significant dreams that brought Jesus to us. Go read them in your Bible. Anyway. He gives us all things. So about right after daylight, I had this dream. And I know it was right after daylight because I was up at 4:30. And then when I woke up from the dream, it was full daylight. And I was walking along. There was a guy right here in an expensive suit, Miss Earlene, a real nice, expensive suit. On the other side of him was this treated lumber, like a walkway, like where you go to the beach and you got them walkways you can walk for a long ways and then it goes into sand. And it was green pasture and blue sky, not a cloud in the sky. And so it went off like this, like a rolling hill. And so this thing here was kind of going down to nothing, well down about 500 yards. And so then there was this truck driving along beside me. So you got this walkway over here. You got this very nice dressed man here. And I'm here. And you got a 1978 four-wheel drive Ford pickup riding along right here, which I have one of those. Don't imagine to what that 78. All right, so this guy's driving along. He's got the window down, so he's talking to me. And this other man with the nice suit on is talking to me. The old and the new. And so we're just walking along. And out of nowhere, April, a bolt of lightning. I'm talking about, dear God. And you're like, where did that come from? Okay. But I need to tell you this part. It killed this man here. And so he just rolls. When I opened my eyes in the dream, he was laying down under, just dead, flat out dead. The man in the truck, Mr. Wayne, was also dead. Because he was dead, because he almost ran over me, because he run into the walkway with his truck. All right, the walkway is now on fire, smoking. Well, you can imagine when lightning strikes a tree, if you've ever seen that, or a transformer or whatever. And so I'm down kind of under the walkway. And you ever heard an old saying, when the dust settles and the smoke clears kind of deal? I didn't just like jump back up, Price. You know, sometimes you need to move slow. This wasn't one of those redneck moments when you don't know what to do, do it fast. Okay, it wasn't one of them moments. Getting struck by lightning will get your attention. So I'm down under this, and I stand up. These folks dead. The whole walkway thing, it's just, you don't even want to walk on it no more. Ain't a cloud in the sky, Miss Debbie. Green, beautiful, peaceful fields. And now, you know, you stand around here just... praise God. I made it. They all dead. But I'm not. I wonder why. He takes care of us when we do. There's no way you can protect yourself from a lightning strike. There's just no possible even way. Okay, it makes sense to get in out of it. If it's lightning, you're outside. You can do all you can do. And I know you've been told that it won't strike you in the house. That's good. If you believe that, that's cool. Okay, get in the house, but pray, all right? Trust me on that one. He spared not his own son, but he delivered him up. That's a really nice way of saying he nailed him to a cross. Candace nailed him to a cross for us while we were sinners. Romans 5:2, while we were sinners. Nailed him to a cross. So if he did that for us, how shall he not also freely with him give us all things?